News Talk 1620 WTAW. Update from the Bryan Police Department. Sergeant Ryan Bona on hand. Have three things to visit about today. The first one is Blue Bunny, and we're not talking about the ice cream.
No, not this time, Bill. You know, Blue Bunny is our big Easter extravaganza that we put on in the spring. It's always a great time. We do it out at Sue Haswell Park now. For years, we used to do it at SFA Middle School, but we overgrew our lot, so we moved it to Sue Haswell Park. We've partnered with Bryan Parks and Rec, and it's always a good time. I think last year we had right around 15,000 eggs for the kids to pick up.
So this year's event is when?
This year it's going to be held on Saturday, April the 1st. That is April Fool's Day, but this is no joke. To be Saturday, April the 1st. We'll get started with the program around 9 o'clock. We'll have the Easter Bunny's going to show up and take pictures with the kids. We'll have some craft time. We'll have police cars and motorcycles on display. And then probably around 10:45, the horn is going to sound for the mad dash for the eggs. And it'll take about a minute and a half for 15,000 or so eggs to get gobbled up.
In addition to that event, the Junior Citizens Police Academy, you're starting to recruit for that.
Yes, sir, we are. That's a program that we have for our high school students. The Citizens Police Academy, for we call it the Junior CPA, it's an insight behind the curtain to see what actually goes on in the life of a police officer. Gives the kids some knowledge base so they can make good decisions when they become adults in the community. Again, it's open for high school students, anybody going into high school for the following year. We have a lot of fun. Again, we let them play with our canine. They spend some time with our tactical response team. And weather permitting, we take them rappelling off of one of our rappelling towers in town. So always a good time. Space is limited. And there are some requirements for the kids. They have to submit certain paperwork. So we always ask them to sign up early. And all that information can be found on the bryantx.gov website. All the regulations and paperwork and everything's posted right there.
And I know one thing that's been emphasized in the past, that the students must get recommendations from teachers.
Yes, we're still asking they get recommendations from teachers. I believe there's also a spot on there for their school resource officer to sign, and they have to bring a report card for the fifth, 6 weeks, because we want to make sure that the students we bring, you don't have to have all A's, but you do have to be passing in order to attend the Junior Citizens Police Academy.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yeah, we're asking everybody to slow down all over town, but some areas of emphasis this week will be in the 2600 block of Trophy Drive. That's near the intersection of Broadmoor. Just remind everybody that's 30 miles an hour. Be sure you slow down. There's lots of traffic in that area, as well as the 2200 block of East William Joel Bryan. That's near Nash and the post office. And so be sure you slow down over there. Lots of traffic there in the morning time and the afternoons as well. And that's a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit.
And that's our update from the Bryan Police Department and Sergeant Ryan Bonham on News Talk 1620 WTAW.